Wealth Strategies podcast with our host, Alan Porter. Alan, what's going on, man? How are you?
Well, it's a beautiful day here in North Carolina, and they're refinishing my pool deck. So that's a week project.
That's, you know what? It's beautiful, and it's beautiful in Pittsburgh. And why can't we bottle this on April 29th? No humidity, 70 or 80 degrees. I don't understand it. We got to bottle it, but we'll figure it out. Today, we're going to talk about what's wrong with the 401k. You know, Alan, before we go to these questions, why is it that everyone tells us there is nothing wrong with the 401k? This is what they all tell people. Increase, get your, you know, get status in your company, the place you work at, and get a 401k. And then you're going to get matching and you're going to be set for life.
Well, you know, that's all bull as far as I'm concerned. People need to research it because people don't understand. And I've gone over this before. A 1% fee in a 401k over a 30-year period will reduce your income by 1/3. And the average fee in a 401k across America by Lap Times and Forbes magazine is 2.99%. You know, people are going to have less than half of their money when they go to retire. And the other crazy thing about this, you've got a fee manager that gets paid a fee every year, whether you make money or not on your 401k.
It's crazy. So Alan, you had such an interesting title. What do you mean by the fees? Now, where do I see them specifically on my 401k, these fees that these advisors get?
Well, sometimes you got a 52-page prospectus and you can't find it in there. They're supposed to be in there. Neil, up until a couple of years ago, they didn't have to disclose the fees. 58% of the people out there right now think there are no fees in their 401k. They are so misinformed.
All right. So basically, correct this. So let's talk a little bit about how these fees can affect income after in retirement, these fees.
Well, as I just went over, that 1% fee will reduce your income by 1/3. And the average fee in 401k is 2.99%, and people can have less than half of their money. But Neil, on top of that is taxes. Now, people will be paying anywhere from 20 to over 55% in taxes, and they're not taking this into account.
Yeah, and that's definitely correct, Alan. And people don't think about how that will affect them. If they, are they going to go wait to be taxed now or later? And hopefully everyone's has a better income when they retire than where they're currently at right now.
Well, that's what I want to work with people. I asked them, I said, you don't want a lower standard of living when you go to retirement. I want you to have the same standard of living you have now or one that's even better. Because expenses in retirement, people think they're not going to spend as much money. Well, let me tell you something. You're going to spend as much money, if not more. The average cost, I think, for a couple of healthcare is about $350,000. Everything else just goes up. Our inflation is out of control. Where people are living paycheck to paycheck. They're not prepared for long-term care, which is extremely expensive. And 70% of all people in long-term care, 70% of the people in America are going to be subject to long-term care at some point in their life. And 40% between the age of 18 and 64 right now are on long-term care. And right now it costs between $50,000 to $200,000 a year and goes up by 6% every year.
That's terrible. And what other problems do you see with the 401k, Alan?
Well, the risk in a 401k are amazing. I want everybody to have a diversified portfolio, but diversified in the stock market, guaranteed income, cash value life insurance, but have diversification, because if you're diversified in the stock market, you're not diversified, because when the stock market goes down, unless you're in a select few stocks, you're going to lose money. And again, you pay that advisor a fee whether you make money or not. And we've been inundated by the propaganda of Wall Street that the 401k is the only way to save your retirement. Well, the corporations love to have this because it took a huge burden off them. It put all the responsibility and all the risk with the employee. Now, employees don't know what they're looking at when they're looking at a plan, whether it's conservative, moderate, or very risky investments. They go by what their advisor tells them. And, some of people don't even, I remember back in 2008, people didn't even look at their 401k statements because they're tired of seeing it just go down, down, and down, and down. And another thing that people don't understand, although the market is doing great right now, adjusted for inflation, that's only a 6% gain. When the previous administration was in, they had stock market gains and everything, but that was an actual 36% gain because of inflation. And people aren't prepared for this.
They totally aren't. Alan, I remember you talking about this before on another podcast, and from what you've told me, it doesn't sound like a good solution for people's retirement plans at all.
Well, before I get into that, Neil, there's a couple of things I need to bring up. Your 401k, it's in a stock portfolio, cannot protect you from the risk in retirement, such as sequence returns risk. And I've gone over this before, which will decimate your retirement. The number one fear in retirement, the number one fear in life, is running out of money before you run out of life. Long-term care risk, longevity risk, which is a risk multiplier. A stock portfolio, savings account, a bond portfolio, real estate, only compound those risks. There's only two things out there that will protect you and give you guaranteed income. That's cash value life insurance and fixed index annuities when properly structured.
All right. So so when we were talking about that, people still think it's a good solution, Alan.
They can have their opinion and I have mine, but everything I say, now I've got my opinion too, but everything I say is based off mathematical, scientific, and economic facts taught to me by the PhDs in retirement. Now with the company, they don't sell any products, but they know how to have the optimal retirement. And you have got to have guaranteed income in retirement. You know, some of these fixed index annuities that I have, they have increasing income, even if the accumulation value runs out. And I've got over this before now. Let's say that you have $1 million in a stock portfolio. They used to say a 4% distribution rate was a safe distribution rate to last for 30 years. Now that's down to 2.8%. That's got to probably between a 20 to 30% chance of failure. But let's say it is $40,000 a year. All right. You'd only need approximately $650,000 out of that stock portfolio to give you the same $40,000 in this fixed indexed annuity, and that's guaranteed for your life, and it can have increasing income. I mean, it's not about return on investment in retirement, Neil. It's about distribution of your assets. And it just really bugs me that these people, the fee advisors, are supposed to be fiduciaries looking out for the best interest of their clients. But of all the people I've talked to, no one has told them about the risk in retirement, especially sequence return groups. And as far as I'm concerned, it's criminal.
Alan, what do you suggest instead of the 401k?
Well, cash value life insurance. Now, I've got eight policies on myself. I've got two for my granddaughter for the college education because it's the greatest college funding vehicle available. I've got one for my debt-free for life program that I show my people that I have the same program that I show them how to get out of debt. But I've got five index universal life policies for myself and my wife. I'm done paying on them. If I want to, I can collect over $100,000 a year for the rest of my life, and our death benefits over $1.5 million so we can use a legacy for our kids or use it tax-free for long-term care, and people don't understand that. You're paying pennies on the dollar for a death benefit that will pay for long-term care completely tax-free. And I know this for a fact because this is one of the reasons that I got started in this business. My 39-year-old daughter-in-law was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer at age 39 and passed away a year later. And if it had not been for the terminal illness rider on her life insurance policy that let her access the death benefit, which was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, completely tax-free, my son, who has been disabled for 3 years and not getting any money, would have been completely bankrupt. Now, I was helping him out, but this opened up my eyes, and this is why I do what I do now, and this is why I have the passion that I do. Because people need to be educated on what's out there, and they're not.
100%. You talk about education. You talk about all these things, Alan. The bottom line is contact you today at strategicwealth0@gmail.com or call you at 910-551-1046. I mean, I think the bottom line is this. If you're utilizing thinking you're playing the market to make money versus being safe, so you have a safe, free retirement that's going to protect you in life, go ahead and figure out other ways of making extra income. Pick up another job, work for another company, maybe create your own business. because your retirement is not the same retirement, Alan, that you could have enjoyed, right? But Alan didn't. He kept working. But meaning my generation, it's in their 50s, is sure as heck not going to live comfortably unless they keep working at 65. So get used to working. I'm going to give you this as my tip. And to learn how to come up with your second stage of life, where, yes, you're going to have enough money to live on if you do the right things like Alan, but then use some of that other money to finally reach your dreams. Because you're going to get tired of traveling all the time and playing golf all the time. It'll get old. You got to do something to keep you going, because our brains are meant to keep working. Retirement was created for another reason, Alan, but it's great to have income after retirement, because income keeps going, and then anything else is just gravy. That's my tip in this process. If you're just going to live off the 401k and just think that's going to be your retirement, I'm sorry, you are moving to the poverty level, most of you.
Absolutely.
And it's scary. 70% of the wealth's income in the United States is 65 and older. So if you're not 65, you better be watching out for yourself, that you got to be working your butt off, because that's the only way to have money when it's time for retirement, is to keep working and building and having someone like Alan. Because guess what? Alan could show you how to become a millionaire by saving your money and doing the same thing that Dave Ramsey and Sue Zorman do, but have money in your bank at the end of the day, not just things paid off.
Let me say that about Susie Orman and Dave Ramsey. They have a debt-free for life program, which is great. Protect your credit score, get rid of unnecessary debt. But what they want you to do is they want you to pay the financial institutions instead of paying yourself. And when I show people my debt-free for life program, I show them how to become their own bank, borrow from themselves, pay themselves back, eliminating the effective cost that they're paying on the money they borrow to these financial institutions. And deal like, you know, a 2.75% mortgage, this guy was paying 49.76% effective interest cost in that mortgage, because people do not understand how money works.
All right. Appreciate it, Alan. Again, a great conversation. Appreciate you stopping by. Again, that was the Strategic Wealth Strategies podcast. Take care, guys.